Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, One Take Wednesday. We're in Exodus chapter 20 today. That is the Ten Commandments. Then we'll move over to Matthew chapter 7, where we're continuing on the Sermon in the Mount. And because it is the 29th day, we'll be in Proverbs 29. We'll read verse 1 today. I'm in the English Standard Version this week, and I'm going to read to you Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 through 17. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your sons or your daughters or your male servant or your female servant or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that are in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his male servant, or his female servant, or his ox, or his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's. And now let us turn to the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 7, starting in verse 13, and we'll go through verse 20. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. And then from Proverbs chapter 29, he who is often reproved, yet stiffens his neck, will suddenly be broken beyond healing. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Do you know the Ten Commandments? If you listen with me for a long time, we went over the hand motions for the Ten Commandments last year. If you missed that, I'd love to teach them to you. They're in Jen Wilkins' Bible study, God of Freedom, and she got them from a homeschool mom. It's an easy way to teach your kids or anyone what the Ten Commandments are. But today I want to talk about the deeper message. If we know what they are, then how are we going to obey them? And I want us to focus in on some positive words concerning at least the first five commandments. So the first commandment is to have no other gods before Him, before our one true God. And so to put that positively, we need to serve God as God alone. The second commandment is not to make carved images. If we put it positively, we should honor God without limitations or reductions. Number three, do not take the Lord's name in vain. So it's not just don't say this word or don't make that combo of words. Rather, we could think about it positively as honor God's character in all that we say and do. Are we flippant about our use of God in conversation? Number four, keep the Sabbath holy. This one is convicting to me. A positive way to put it is honor God as creator and sustainer. Sometimes we think we can just continue on without rest. And God is reminding us that we are creaturely, that need rest. He is God. He does not need rest, but He has commanded us to rest and to spend that time focusing in on our relationship with Him. And then number five, honor your father and mother. This is just a good reminder to honor those who have raised us. And as Jen Wilkin reminds us, sometimes, you know, the relationship between a parent and a child is a difficult one, but it doesn't mean that you cannot honor your parents still. She asks this question, how can you express love and honor to your parents even as an adult? If your parents are no longer living, how might you show honor to their memory? And if your parents are or were not honorable, what does it mean to honor them? So I just leave you with those questions to ponder as we go into our day or as we continue our day, or maybe you are bedding down for the night. Lord, be in our thoughts and help us to know ways to honor you. We need to do a little memory verse work before we end the podcast today. We're on our third memory verse for the year. The first was Matthew 3:17. Oh, can you bring it back from your memory? And a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." And then from John 1:29, the next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look," or "behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And this week's verse we're learning in the English Standard Version. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the power that lies within it. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit that is teaching us and molding us, convicting us, challenging us, encouraging us, and upholding us. I pray for my brothers and sisters, whatever they face today, I can be assured that something is going to be difficult. And I ask, Lord, that you would go with them. Help us all, Lord, not to be a stiff-necked people, to recognize our need for you and to embrace what it is to be called children of God. Help us to honor you as God alone. Help us to honor your character in all that we say and do. Help us to see your glory in creation and to rest appropriately. And help us, Lord, to honor our parents and all who are in human authority. And now, Lord, as we go out, I pray that you would bless my brothers and sisters with these words. Christ go before you to prepare a way of service. Christ go behind you to gather up your efforts for his glory. Christ go beside you as leader and guide. Christ go within you as comfort and stay. Christ go beneath you to uphold with everlasting arms. Christ go above you to reign as Lord Supreme. Amen.